He didn't give us a script to begin with, so nobody knew what the fuck was going on the week during the week. Second of all, your goddamn bad writing shit stinko fuck script was an abomination, and your writing is getting worse and worse, so suck my cock. Second of all, I don't get talked to like that by anybody, certainly not in front of my wife and daughter, you goddamn asshole, alcoholic, fat shit. You're going to live to be about 57 if you're lucky the way you eat. I got nothing to say to you except you can suck my cock. Is that clear? And I hope you can play that for everybody around you who agrees with you that I should say, you should say fuck you in front of all of those people to me and my family. You think that's the right way to behave? If you were here right now, I'd fucking kick your fucking teeth out. You know that? You're nothing to me. There are a billion of you I've worked with before. You're not funny. You're okay. You're just okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3.
Radio pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. Alright! Yeah, we are here for another episode of the More Music Radio Pod, and we're just hanging out tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's a nice night. It's not the best of days for me, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to be here on the More Music Radio Pod, and I always look forward to this every Thursday. And I also have Kaz here helping me out.
Yeah,
what's going on, Kaz?
Happy to be here.
Yeah. I'm glad you're here, man. It was just going to be me tonight because we didn't have any guests or anything.
Just two of us?
Yeah, just two of us. I don't have Dan as a co-host anymore. No, he's not doing it anymore.
Oh, no, anymore?
Not anymore, no.
How dare you,
He's not
Dan.
Allowed. He's not allowed here anymore. If you see him, we're going to have to kick his booty. Pick his butt.
Well, he has a butt.
Beating of the buttocks. No, Dan is dealing with some stuff right now. He has some like legal stuff, you know. He got caught in Utah smoking weed.
Oh no.
And it's the stupidest ticket. He got caught.
Meet Ronnie from there.
Yeah, see? They're a bunch of tight asses over there.
Do anything in Utah, but in Nevada size is fine.
Yeah. So if you're in Utah, don't smoke weed in a national park because it's a federal offense. And they take that shit really seriously.
Unless you're a Mormon.
Yeah. He should have told them. That's what everybody says. That's you should have told him. Yeah, but no. So what happened was he's like on probation and stuff. And so he has to kind of kick back. And you know how we are here on the More Music Radio Pod. We like to be partying and stuff. And I think he doesn't want like the FCC or somebody to like listen to him.
What they do.
Drinking.
They follow.
I think you can get in trouble or something if you're on probation and you're hanging out with people who either have a record or who are doing drugs getting all crazy. They could violate you for whatever.
Well, that's not me, but I'm a very clean guy, but I'm not really the way.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was his excuse. He's like, you know what? I gotta kick back on the band and I got to, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it to the More Music Radio Pod. Honestly, if you want my honest opinion, I think it's kind of, he's just kind of using that as an excuse, but I don't know. Sometimes you get tired of people, and sometimes people get tired of me, especially.
I don't know about you much, but I have always found at this radio show, but the thing is, at the probation of federal crime and whatever thing, you have to be really careful because they're going to abuse you.
I get it. You can come and do the More Music Radio Pod. Don't fucking try to cop out on a federal fucking...
Well, the thing is, I
got a federal charge. It's just like you got caught with weed.
Well, weed is a federal charge, right?
It is, yeah, well.
Yeah, it's a second grade.
No, I'm not trying to downplay like how much trouble that is, you know. It's more, I mean, it's like taking something that you shouldn't even get in trouble for and making it like a serious thing, you know.
But the thing is, I was watching a documentary the other day, federal crime charging really bad for the weed, but not cocaine, though. Second grade charge is for the weed, but third grade is lower than the crime, is cocaine.
Really? Meth.
And that's why
it's lower than weed?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Because
that's kind of backwards.
That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, weed is really high crime in the second grade. It's a felony. And some people spend 10 years in the prison for that. Can you believe that?
That's ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying.
See, that's the thing is over here in California, we're living in a bubble. That's you know what I mean? Like we think that, you know, people aren't as racist as they are, which they are. You know what I mean? We think that racism is going away, but it's even worse.
That's right.
You know, also in other states, you can get in trouble, you know, for little shit like that, like weed and stuff, especially in the red states.
That's for sure.
You know,
and also they arrest only minority.
Yeah.
One of the 10 person is only white.
Yeah.
But most of the 90% is a whole minority.
I think they should start going after white people because...
that's true. That's why it's called
just look
trash.
At the statistics and racist, you can see that there's something wrong with what's going on, right?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. But
if we're going to be equal, we need affirmative action in a reverse way for prisoners and stuff. We need more white prisoners.
Well, that's right. But
there are plenty of white criminals. There are plenty, probably even more.
Of course. They're repeaters.
Yeah, except they wear suit and tie. You know what I'm saying?
Suit and tie, but there's something worse too. They're kind of fucked up in the mentality and kind of mind, but it's okay, but I don't have to talk about that.
Yeah,
that's all right, man. I'm not white.
Yeah. What do you call yourself?
I call myself Mexican American.
There you go.
But he didn't understand actually Spanish earlier. I was trying to ask him what they're taking. I mean, they had a Spanish show actually.
No, I told you what they were saying, but they talk like this. They talk like, estamos aquí en el radio.
Really fast.
It was fast.
Yeah, really fast Spanish. And I speak
Spanish. Amigos, aquí estamos en el More Music Radio para aquí.
Yeah, just fast. Like,
they're really fast.
You know?
The thing is like there's a difference between being full-blooded Mexican and Mexican-American. Like Mexican-American, like pochos, like us, like we will be able to speak Spanglish and be able to communicate. Spanglish, but it's, you know, I was born here. Actually, my first language was Spanish. You know, and my babysitter, it was actually my uncle's.
That's right, nanny.
She spoke Spanish. My uncle's mother. So, you know, that's all she spoke was Spanish. And so that's the only thing I spoke. But as soon as they took me to school and the white people got a hold of me,
that's right.
They wiped it all away and I had to relearn all that shit. Yeah. You know, and it's still not that good. I get embarrassed talking Spanish around people who know how to speak Spanish.
But the thing is, you have Mexicans a class and stuff. You're American Spanish.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever thing. Espanol.
Yeah.
So.
Who gives a shit? Just so long as we can communicate
ideas.
You're
Chicano, right? You're a Chicano.
Chicano, yeah, that's Chicano. Right. That's
you're
right.
You're not Chicano. You're from somewhere else, Nick. Where you're from Pocaima?
Where do you
Pomona.
Think?
Wait. Pomona.
Yeah, he's still Chicano. Man,
is it? Chicanos, I thought it's an Eco Park, no?
No, man. No, Chicanos are everywhere, man, all over the country.
Things, no, I'm the Tupac kind of East Coast. Whatever.
No.
Chicano is like another word for Mexican American.
Oh, that's right. Chicano.
And there's a lot.
It used to be like a slur, but we took ownership of it like the black people did with the N-word. And except it sounds, I mean, you could say Chicano and people aren't going to get offended.
But the thing is, earlier you were playing the music, I mean, kind of mad way of the chiching, chong, whatever song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that up and smoking, that's a Chicano thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's my favorite
that's
movie.
That's kind of like a lot of Chicanos will love that movie. I mean, course, and other races too. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I love them. They're great actors too.
So, yeah, man, I got a lot. Well, actually, I don't know if I have a lot to talk about. Like I said, I was just going to come in here and bullshit and stuff. We're just going to go with the flow. There's some things that happened today. There's some news I found out. That's not great news.
No, but I did a couple of times on the face, but not in the pants, but the kind of thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's talking about where I, before I came over here, I shit my pants.
Oh, wow. That's... In the car?
It was at home before. Luckily, if it was in the car, I'd be even later.
No, that's
than
what I thought. I thought
usually.
You were in the stuck in traffic. You're shitting in your pants because you can't go anywhere.
No. I could hold that. I could hold all kind of shit.
Oh my god!
But it was the kind of thing where, and I'll talk about it more. Why that this is happening? But it's the kind of thing where I thought it was going to be air, and it seemed out to be kind of creamy. It turned out to be creamy.
You couldn't hold me?
I thought it was a little fart. But instead, it was an explosion.
Right. Kind of juicy,
Yeah, and it once it started, it just went. It came all the way out. So,
but that's a medication.
That's medication. Yeah,
it's not your control.
So you know what? Why don't I play a couple of songs and let's get into the show? Because I got some songs that we're gonna play. I figured since I really don't have anything planned, we're just gonna hang out. I figure why not play some songs? And right now, we're gonna hear some Bar Feeders on the More Music Radio Pod. Bar Feeders are a great punk rock band from the Bay Area. And we love those guys. And we're going to play them here on the More Music Radio Pod. And we will be back. And sitting in is Kaz Nagahama. All right.
We'll be here.
I think he's going to, we're auditioning co-hosts now. So maybe if you guys want to call in, 800-893-9562 and let Kaz know what kind of job he's doing. He's auditioning for co-hosts right now on the More Music Radio Pod. And he doesn't even know it. He doesn't even know it yet. But so far, he's I think he's in. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
No, no, wait a minute. No, you got the right bitch. Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Hold. You got the right bitch.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international from downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. Mormons? Are you guys Mormons or something?
Thank you, everybody.
That's a good dance. I like it. It's fun.
Hi, this is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right. The last song you heard was The Mormons with Turkey Necks. And that's...
Is that right?
That's when we played up in Seattle a little while.
Oh, you went to Seattle? While ago.
Yeah, we played in Seattle.
Where did you play?
We played at like some like hangar-ish kind of place. It was like a warehouse. I don't know. It's like...
Is that kind of reminds me acted else?
They acted like they were at the Whiskey, working like the Whiskey or the Roxy. So wow, I'm figuring it's like the Whiskey or the Roxy of Seattle. But
I used to go to Seattle all the time, like Pike Market, like kind of a middle tower, kind of downtown Seattle. The old pancakes on the street. You know, like,
It was okay. I mean, I can't say that I got the full Seattle experience because everybody says they love Seattle. I don't like Seattle.
No, I don't.
I thought it was boring. Everybody's like, oh, it's beautiful.
Most of people saying that beautiful, but depressing.
Yeah, depressing. Yeah, beautiful. Like if overcast fucking 90% of the time is beautiful, then I guess people who think that's beautiful would love that place.
Well, it's greener sometimes in May, but after that, it's so gray.
And then they always go, oh, you gotta go to Fisherman's Wharf, and then they're gonna throw the fish at you, and it's so fun. They catch it in the paper.
You can't.
They wrap it,
day.
And just like fucking.
I'm saying, yeah.
It's you like do that to any. You could go over to the fish. Buy fish over at the fucking Mercado over there in Lincoln Heights, and they'll do the same thing.
Yeah, that's boom. Right. But it sounds like you're going to a Grand Market every day. Like you get bored of it. Yeah. A week later.
For an extra like 50 cents or a dollar, you know, whatever, you know, you could throw it to them and they'll catch your fish.
That's why they said it's most depressing place, actually, Seattle.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful greener, but I think the whole season it's a cold.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. So what's next?
I don't know. You know, I got actually one of our former members lives up in Seattle right now. Pete.
He used to play.
Yeah, Pete used to play bass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he
bass
lives
is
in Seattle.
Pretty important for the band, right?
Yeah, he quit the band because he was in love with this woman, and then it turns out like a few months later it's over or something. They went up there for love.
Well, love is blind. You can't control it. It happens. I used to fly to New York. I mean, Seattle. The reason why I'm telling Seattle is every other week I used to fly, I mean, not week, but a month, I used to fly to Seattle because to see this beautiful girl.
Oh, okay.
It was so crazy, but I madly love her. You see, Alaska Airlines was my exclusive whatever clients.
Mm-hmm.
They had an account for me, but I was like, shit, I'm just fucking her Seattle just for a reason. I fly there just every other month and I'm spending so much money for it. I'm like, shit, I'm wasting money on a time. And then she dumped me. And then
did you get any? Did you dip it?
No,
did you get your
peepee
wet?
She dumped me.
Oh, man.
And the thing is, I'm happy for
did
that.
She suck it at least?
No, she did everything.
Did she play with it with her hands?
I was a kind of... I didn't even use a condom.
Oh.
And I'm lucky that I didn't get a baby.
Oh, so you had sex with her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay.
That's why I fly all the time.
You're lucky that you didn't shoot a load in her and make a little cause.
No, I did that, but...
You shot a load in her, too?
Maybe I was not thick enough to make a baby.
Oh, you had watery sperm.
But I was drinking all the time, martini.
Oh, you got watery sperm.
Yeah, maybe I cannot make a baby. Oh, I should have gone to see a doctor.
I don't know. You
now
should
I'm
go to one of those places where you shoot your sperm in a cup.
No, the thing
and
is
they
now,
count how many sperms you have
now
in
think
it.
About a global warning that we have an overflooded population. We don't have to make a baby.
Yeah, it's true. But, I mean, that's our drive, you know?
I mean, my father is always asking me, like, when are you going to make my grandson?
When are you going to make a baby, cuz?
I'm saying that, I mean, Dad, you made my life is so miserable. Why am I making my life miserable again?
Yeah.
Because he never came to me as a father. I'm like, oh, Dad, don't even call yet.
Yeah. You're not even fucking in my life and you're telling me when's my kid?
But the thing is that...
Where's my kid at?
That's right. Mm-hmm. When you get older, I'm 35. And he's over 55 or something, 60. I mean, close to 60. Uh-huh. I guess I kind of get the sense of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you need something like a copycat there. You know, yeah. You leave all your generation next to it.
Did he teach you about the birds and the bees? Did he teach you how
no,
to...
No, no, but I never lived with him. I never lived with him. But I have a half brother, half sister. But Jeremy listening to this.
Like a hermaphrodite?
Yeah. What?
You have a half brother, half sister? Like a hermaphrodite? Yeah. I mean, to
a hemi.
It was a joke.
My mother is. Jeremy is listening to this conversation.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jeremy's in studio. Here I always like having Jeremy on the show.
Of course.
Hanging. I don't know. It's just, it's different when you're in here than when you're
of
in the
course
booth.
He is in
I feel bad for you guys in here, man. It is hot
it's
as fuck in this room.
What do we got to do
we
something about it. That's what
I don't know, man.
About.
No,
you it's
have
terrible.
To demand that. You're paying the rent, right? You have to really demand.
They shut the AC down in the whole building at 8 o'clock, so.
You know why? Because you don't use this whatever thing. Because because you can't smell it.
Yeah, I got another email from that's building right. management that they keep smelling us smoking.
The thing is,
are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, they are.
You're bullshitting.
No, I'm not.
Maybe really?
Oh, I've gotten like 5 of these emails already.
Maybe that's why they shut down.
And I'm always like, oh, okay. I don't know who it was.
I'm thinking, oh man, it's cool. No one's complaining. No one's here. No, you know what I mean?
Some people would bother with that smell.
Vaporizer is a little different. But,
yeah, vaporizer is different. Yeah, it's not like smoke where it lingers. You
but
know?
Some
yeah,
people but don't like this kind
we
of
We were
stuff.
Smoking like fucking yeah, blunts and shit. And that one time that Adam brought in that crazy ass fucking
Adam
model chick,
oh,
that
yeah.
chick just smoked one oh, blunt after another nonstop.
Hey, you know what? We have Adam Papagan on the phone. Is Adam on the line right
Adam.
Now?
Adam.
Cole.
Adam, you there?
I am. Can you hear me? Hi, Taz.
Hi, Adam.
This is Adam Papagan.
How you guys doing?
This is Adam Papagan of the David Lieberhart Band.
That's right.
And of the Del Talk Show, producer of the Del Talk Show.
I was on his show the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
The right. host is Alex Meller, right?
Right. The Alex Meller is the host.
Oh, okay. You're the producer. Okay.
I'm the producer and star, but Alex Meller is the host.
See, oh, okay. Cool. Awesome. Hey, so Adam, you're on tour right now with David Lieberhart Band, right?
Yes. That's
so,
correct.
So where are you at?
We're in Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. Wow.
Well, that's you yeah. got it that far away already?
Yeah.
Didn't you guys just start the tour yesterday?
Tuesday. We were San Francisco, Reno, and then Boise.
That's oh, Reno. Okay. Cool, cool. Yeah, so how's it going, man? You got anything to report? I mean, it's your third or fourth day on the road, so.
Third day. It's fine. You know, like, I've been on tour enough times where it's just like, I know what to expect now. It's not like, you know, like an amazing new experience is opening my mind. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of like work.
This is like so, the second or third tour, you said?
This is my sixth tour.
The sixth tour?
But they're
yeah,
going to be
on. This is the sixth time I've been on tour.
2 months. They're going to be okay. on tour 2 months.
Yeah. We're gone forever.
With David Lieberhart, this is the sixth time? Wow, man. How do you get through a tour with David Lieberhart?
That's because what I was thinking.
He's kind of hard
it's
to
fine.
Deal with
like, it's, he's just really weird. But, like, if, you know, like, it could be worse. I could be in Guns N' Roses and, like, I could have to deal with Axl Rose every day. That would suck. David is at least, like, a really nice guy.
Yeah. He's not, like, all drunk
just
and
make
shit.
Sure he has enough ice
yeah,
tea.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it could be worse. Like, I don't mind going to the bank every morning.
Is he drinking a lot of drinks? He loves to drink drinks. The last time he was here,
yeah,
he drank 6 bottles.
We're going to go to Whole Foods.
He downed 3 bottles.
When we get to a state that has Whole Foods.
What did he drink?
He drank 3 bottles of iced tea like
yeah,
in 2
tea.
Minutes.
Well, Red Bulls.
Yeah.
And he gets all wired.
All
where's David right now?
Yeah, where's David?
He's at the merch table. He can't be disturbed.
Oh, he's all business right now, right?
Yeah.
Signing photographs.
$20 t-shirts.
Well, yeah, because he has to pay all his bills and stuff, and he has to make his money.
He has so many bills, we have to go to the bank every morning. Sometimes 2 or 3 banks.
Did he make enough money this season at the Hollywood Bowl?
I think so. Who knows? I've been trying to impart on him the concept of saving money. Like, I'd be like, hey, we make money on t-shirts. We should save that money so we can buy more t-shirts. And he just doesn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has a little extra money in his pocket right now, so he's just like, we got to go to a hobby shop. So he's just going to, like, blow all this money on toy trains.
Really?
He loves trains.
Yeah.
He does that?
He loves trains.
I didn't know that.
He's like Little Arnold from Different Strokes. Gary Coleman.
He has another stroke. Oh, he's laughing. You laughed so hard.
He met Gary Coleman one time and said he was mean.
Yeah, well, I heard.
David doesn't like Gary Coleman.
Wouldn't you be mean after a while if everybody, like, you're an adult and people are trying to pick you up and shit? And like,
yeah, well, on the other hand, Emmanuel Lewis seems really chill, and he's not even dead.
Well, you know, he's too fat to pick up, though. That's why. He's like a pretty chunky kid. You don't want to pick him up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I've always felt that Gary Coleman was a very tragic figure. Oh, I always felt a lot of sympathy for him. Yeah. And when he died, I was sad. Just like when Brittany Murphy died, I thought it was sad.
Mm,
you know, some celebrities die, and it's like, yeah, whatever. You know, they shouldn't have been on drugs. But some are like a tragic case, and I always thought Gary Coleman was sort of a victim of the world.
Yeah.
A victim of life, a victim of circumstance. My heart kind of always went out for him.
Ooh. Yeah. His parents were not the best.
I know he's dead because he bumped his head.
You know, I think he was murdered. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Remember when he was like going on the radio all the time, and he was like, I'm still a virgin.
Yeah.
Oh, Gary Coleman loves model railroads too, just like David. That's how they know each other. It's through model railroads.
Yeah. I don't
David
know.
Owned some model railroads that once belonged to Gary Coleman.
Really?
Yeah, they were. I took him to a train show, and they were selling them, and he bought some.
Well, him and Gary Coleman, those are the two that I know of that really like trains.
Your biggest train buffs.
Me, I could give a shit. You know, I had a train set when I was a little kid, and I liked it, but obviously, I didn't like it that much because I don't have it anymore.
How do you play with a train?
It goes like train stuff goes like really deep.
They're electric. You can plug them in.
It's a whole culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, man. So Boise, Idaho. What's that town like, man? What are the people like? Is there a lot of people there, you know?
It's a little weird. They say that this town, they think that this is like Olympia, Washington, but it really isn't. I don't know. It's a little weird. It's weird. It's like a cross between the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest, like exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that
you
sounds
know?
Fun.
So, but it's cool. I like it here. I like it everywhere we go, though.
That's cool. Have you tried the potatoes?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. David was like, we got to try potatoes before we leave Idaho. Yeah. If we have potatoes anywhere else, they're going to be from Idaho.
Hey, are you?
We already had Idaho potatoes.
Are you near that guy? Could you go and can we hear him talking to people?
No, he's busy.
What is he doing? You're lying.
He's drawing. I'm looking at him. You're lying, Adam. 30 feet away.
Adam, you're lying.
No, he's drawing his dick a portrait sketch there. And selling CDs.
I know he's getting his dick sucked right now from some whore. Boise, Idaho whore.
Yeah, you guys are banging lines off her ass.
Yeah.
He's about to blow his
load.
He's
got his number. That's him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly what he does.
He's a Christian.
Yeah, he's Christian Science. He doesn't dare to take drugs.
That's right.
Hey, I want to pre-book the Let's Do Another Christmas Special.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm down. You know I'm always down to come to the studio or call in.
Hell yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm, you know, not the biggest name.
Yeah, well, you can come down and hang out on More Music Radio Pod.
I'll be here.
Kaz is going to be here. Jeremy will probably show up. Jeremy will be here more now because King Eddie's is getting closed down soon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait, King Eddie's is closing?
Yeah, that's why I have to be here all the
November.
Time.
November.
Yeah.
In November? Wait, when in November? Will I get to go there again?
Oh, November.
Or is it going to be gone?
When are you back from tour?
Like the 11th?
Well, you should come to the party we're having at my apartment, and we'll probably end up at King Annie's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not back till November 11th.
November 11th.
I don't know,
man. It could be closed by then.
Yeah, you're too late.
Why is it closing? That's my favorite place, and no one ever wants to go because it's too
then
scary.
You have to pay for the due.
The new people bought the building, and they're not renewing King Annie's lease.
Hmm. That fucking sucks. This is the worst day ever.
Yeah, that does suck.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It really does. That place is like Moe's Tavern.
Pretty much the last of them in downtown L.A.
It's great. And that food that they serve is really funny, too.
Yeah, their macaroni salad tastes like it's made with toilet water. It's fucking gross.
I never tasted any food there.
And then some of the people...
Every time I order the food, which has only been like 2 or 3 times, they're always like, really?
Some of the patrons' breath in there, like when they talk to you, it smells really bad. They try to talk
the
to
the only bar I've ever been to in Los Angeles where you could just talk to strangers. You could just have a conversation at a bar.
They're very friendly over there.
Yeah.
They're very friendly. You have to know how to deal with it.
Heartbroken.
Oh, well. Well, you know, whatever. Maybe they'll extend it another month for you, man.
Did
you know that Sonic Youth broke up?
No. I'm not even a Sonic Youth
fan. I just found
that
out today. So this is like the worst day.
Finally. I mean, what time? I thought they broke up like 10 years ago.
Well, Thurston and Kim broke up, like their marriage dissolved, and then now the band is done too.
I don't like anybody whose name is Thurston. I don't care how good their music is. It's just kind of annoying to me.
He is very obnoxious from like every interview I've ever seen with him. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, you know.
I don't identify with a guy that's named.
With the Kenny Eddie closing and then just really, really not a good day for me.
I don't identify with a guy named Thurston. I don't think he has the same problems that I do.
What about Thurston Howell III from Gilligan's Island?
Third?
You know, I was more a fan of Lovey out of the two. Lovey. No, Lovey, his wife.
Lovey? Oh, Lovey Howell.
Yeah. So cool, man.
What do you think about Love Boat?
I wasn't really that much of a fan of that too much.
Vince, you need to set a course for adventure.
I did like Isaac, though, because he was black.
Yeah. I liked all the guest stars.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, Agnes Moorehead, this week on The Love Boat.
I'm like, oh, man, this is a show about white people again? Damn. Mm-hmm. Then I turn on What's Happening.
Oh, racist again.
Yeah, I'm not racist. I just have these
jokes. No, we have to be racist
at
some point. You know, I have to make a point, opinion.
So where are you heading next, Adam?
We have a day off tomorrow, and then we're in Denver on Saturday.
Are you guys playing with any cool bands? Like any like big names or anything like that?
Yeah, we're playing a couple of shows with Black Moth, Super Rainbow, who I've never heard of, but apparently they're popular. A lot of people have heard of them.
Ooh.
And let's see, we're playing an after party of a Henry Rollins spoken word event.
Wow, are you gonna,
so that'll be cool.
And
we're playing a show with Greg Ginn.
You got to get Henry Rollins on the Del Talk Show.
That would be awesome. I don't think he would do it, but I'm gonna really try to talk to him. Because I feel like if you had the right in with him, he would be really engaged and you could talk to him for like 15 minutes if you found the right subject to talk to him about.
I just want to look
like
at
a like, chill guy.
I just want to look at
his
nicknames.
We're also playing a show with Greg Ginn, so that's two members of Black Flag I'm going to meet on this tour. So that's pretty cool.
Cool.
We're playing at the Fest in Gainesville with like every punk band. And we're playing, let's see, oh, we're playing with King Tuff. In Florida, too. That'll be fun. Cool. I don't know. I'm sure it'll be some good
I'm
stuff.
I'm so not cool. I don't know any of these bands. I don't know any of these bands. What was that band you said? Black Flag?
Yeah. Oh.
Let's get them in the studio.
They're sort of like old.
What the fuck?
You know, I'm trying to get Keith Morris into the studio, but I don't think he likes me very much. I don't think he likes our band anymore. He used
that
to love us.
That guy has been 19 for his entire life.
Oh, he doesn't look 19 anymore.
He needs to fucking lose those balding dreadlocks.
He looks
disgusting.
He looks like my grandpa in a punk band.
I know. He doesn't own a phone. He doesn't own a cell phone or a car.
It's like, hey, relax,
my friend's band like recorded a song and he did guest vocals. And so they're just at the studio and they get a call. It's like, hey, it's Keith. I'm on my bike at a payphone. Where's the studio? And it's like, you're 50, dude.
I can't hear.
He wears 50
years old.
He wears like a skipper's cap too, which is kind of funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I don't know. I think that I don't know.
He's captain
know.
Of his own punk shit. Hey, Adam, we have another call.
You with the fact that he is 50 years old.
Adam, we have another caller on the line. Maybe they want to talk to you. No, hey, maybe. Caller, you're on the line.
Oh my god.
Caller.
Oh my god.
Hello.
Oh my god.
Who's that?
Who is this?
Texas.
Hello, Hoods. This is Kevin Centerfold. Okay. And
that?
I just think that the show is like really groovy, man. And just really promoting the rock and roll movement.
That's Adam's impression.
Kevin, great to hear from you. Wow, it's been a long time.
Oh, Adam's friend.
Adam, okay. I want to do a show, John and Torrance, where you like playing an Italian guy.
Who is that?
Johnny, do not.
That's
well,
strange.
Chris, Kevin. Let me give you a call when I get home from tour in November.
All right.
Oh, okay. What day do you want me to call you, Adam? Well, how about on November 12th? That's the day after I get back. Okay, I'll call you on November 12th, Adam. Good talking to you, Kevin.
That's cool, man. You drove the caller.
Yeah, Kevin just called in.
You drove the caller off the line. That's good.
Play with her ass. I'd go down on him, and I would play with her ass.
Is that music?
adult filmmakers that have hired girls to make it have sex with dogs and donkeys in Brazil.
I miss that guy.
Hey, well, don't worry.
All right, well, I gotta go blow it out.
Well, cool, man. Hey, thanks for calling.
It was great talking to you guys. I'll come on the show when I get home.
Yeah, come on the show. You know what? Well,
we gotta get Dirk on the show.
Bring Dirk. Why don't you do an episode of the Del Talk Show here on the More Music Radio Pod? We were talking about that, remember?
All right, like an audio episode of it?
Yeah. It'll be great.
I like that. I'm gonna do it.
There you go. It's a challenge, man. It's a challenge.
And Jeremy, I'm going to send you another Facebook thing. I want to preach around on Skid Row Radio.
All right, let's see each other. I'll do soon. That.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk.
Right, I got
to
go.
All right, Adam. Hey, you know what, dude? Why don't we check in with you from time to time while you're on the road, man?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Give me a little heads up.
All right, man. Hey, and if you guys are in the next like hour or something, if you guys get all your shit loaded in and you want to call back and let us check in with David Liebehart, because actually I have something in common with David Liebehart now, and I think I'm going to talk about
trains?
This a little bit. I don't love trains. I'm black. No, I have I have diabetes. I got diagnosed with diabetes.
Is
today.
He too? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have diabetes.
But he drinks all the time Red Bull.
And Adam, this is why I shit my pants earlier. Because I wanted to tell... earlier, I don't know if you were listening on your smartphone, but I was talking about, I don't know if you downloaded the Skid Row Studios app on your smartphone or if you have Stitcher.
Your smartphone.
Yeah.
Your
smartphone.
Or if you're just listening on your computer at skidrow.la. But I was talking about how I shit my pants before coming over here.
That's so sad.
And it's because of this new diabetes medication. They told me, and the doctor said, well, you know, one of the side effects may be diarrhea. And I said, well, that's probably like the side effect that I don't want. So, like, do you think I'm going to get sick? She goes, well, most people won't get sick like that, but some people get diarrhea. So I'm like, okay. Jumped to about a half hour before I was going to head over here. I tried to lay a fart and cream came out.
Well, on that note, it was great talking to you guys. Thanks for having me. I would be happy to check in anytime over the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, man.
Just give me a call.
Yeah.
But enjoy Los Angeles and have a pipe for me at the King Eddie, huh?
All right, cool, man.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam. Everybody.
Bye, guys. Have a good
Adam
night.
Adam Papagen of the David Liebehart Band. All right.
See you soon.
All right.
Bye.
So yeah, that's what happened, man.
So what's this medication? What's it called?
It's called Melformin, I think.
And what does it do?
What it does is it controls the level of blood sugar.
Okay, so you don't have to do shots or anything.
No, it's not that bad.
Like a pill,
but
right?
If I don't take care of it, then it'll get to that where I gotta inject insulin.
But in now, are you at the point where you have to take this medication forever?
Pretty much.
Or can you reverse that?
Here's the thing, okay. I am also, I don't know if you could tell, but I'm obese, all right?
Bro,
I'm my surprised. I'm surprised. So
my body
happened?
Mass index, like, I don't know. Like, I've seen some really fucking fat fucks, you know? And so, like, I'm like, damn, you know? But then, like, a couple years ago, the doctor's like, well, you know, we have to talk about, you know, taking care of your obesity. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, you're obese. I'm like, no. He brought out the chart and
everything.
You're
in denial and shit.
Come on. I'm fat. I mean,
you're not that fat, but you're still a little.
I'm fat. It's fat. Very overweight. I would say very overweight.
Well, I'm trying to be nice, but it's
body mass index says I'm obese. I'm supposed
you're
to be like
nice.
8 feet tall or something at this weight.
Yeah. I was in denial for a long time, man.
You denied?
Yeah, I was in total denial. And then kind of one day I was like,
but you know,
I'm fucking fat.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Some people like a fat people, no?
Yeah, most people don't.
Sexually, they want to get into sweat, right?
Yeah, no, people don't like fat people.
I like fat girls sometimes, one of a time, you know? They have
luckily for me, like some girls like that, you know?
That's why it's called a fetish, you know, you get into it.
Yeah, you know? Luckily, I found a woman who likes my folds. She loves them, and she holds on to them.
I'm so skinny, too skinny. Sometimes they're like, you are so bony. I'm fucking the skeleton. I'm like, oh gosh, I have to gain weight. I eat a lot, but I lose weight a lot too because I can't gain a lot.
Well, some of the downfalls about being so fat, especially when you have like a family history, is you get diabetes, you know. And so the doctor said, okay, so here's what you could do: you could lose a lot of weight and just eat better, and you won't need to take pills, you know. But I'm like, damn.
That's a gene, right?
It's like easier said than done, you know? You might as well tell me to stop jacking off, you know, because that's it's hard to break some habits.
Well, if you're jerking off the 10 times straight, maybe you can lose weight.
Yeah.
But I don't think
you just have to beat off real hard.
But that's why I gave you Viagra.
Like, that's why they invented the Shaquille.
That's why I gave you Viagra last time, you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right, man. That's right. Still sitting on those, but I'll
try it. You didn't try it?
No.
Oh, no.
Did you try it?
I actually got it once. I was on some other pills that were causing erectile dysfunction.
That's
so
Reno.
They gave me Viagra pills, and I was too scared to take them.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. Because they like fuck with your blood pressure and shit.
No, that's a law still thing.
I just felt like my heart was going to fail.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. If you die, that's fine. You happy die.
Yeah. All right, right.
Yeah, if you die, it's all right. Don't worry about it.
I take all the time half a pill, not the whole pill, but you have to cut in half. That's what I think.
If you die, don't worry about it. Other people will have to take your corpse out of wherever
you
died.
Somebody take care of your body afterwards, and not you.
Your family will have to pay for the funeral and mourn your loss and... It's not a problem. It's okay.
I'm gonna die with a huge amount of debt and just fuck over whoever's left.
That's called a forgiven, right?
I don't know.
The thing is, nobody's gonna take care of that.
I'm afraid to die. And like when the doctor told me, I knew I was gonna get diabetes because, you know, it runs my family and I'm really fat.
Oh,
so,
your family too.
Yeah, so I was just waiting for the day. And here's the day it came and I'm like, fuck. Like, oh my God, like... I really hope I can control this because if not, I'm going to like lose my feet or be
that's
blind
right. They have to cut
or
the
get
body.
Kidney failure and stuff. So I have to like get control of it, you know, so I have to watch what I eat. There's no more. I'm drinking a beer right now.
That's why beer is the worst one.
But she said, you know what? And that, but the thing is, I don't
but
drink a lot.
Wine's
I don't
worse.
At the same thing. Yeah. I don't really drink that much. You know, my stuff that I do that's bad is drink a lot of sodas. Like I love Cokes, I love 7-Up, I love Cherry Cokes and stuff. And I like all that stuff. And so that's going to be the hardest thing, you know? Like I already quit smoking and like that's really hard. I want to smoke every day.
Did they say anything about the marijuana?
I kind of didn't want to like dwell on that because I don't want to hear them say, you know what, you can't smoke weed either.
I don't think there's
because I'll probably punch my doctor in the face if that happens. I just like automatic reaction just from, I don't know. But no, I mentioned, she goes, well, how often do you do it? And I'm like, well, you know, here and there. And I knew that I'm leading up to
here
like,
and there
next to talk. Next time I talk
every
to my
day.
Doctor, I'm going to say, look, doc, because also they want to check my liver out too. So I have to, they said your liver is showing some signs of there's something going on.
I just smoked some right here. And before that, I did it right over there.
Oh,
here and there.
Oh,
all day, every day.
Yeah,
but I think.
But everybody tries to, you know, all the medical marijuana advocates will try to tell you, oh, it lowers your blood pressure and it fucking cures cancer and all kinds of shit.
That's the thing. Is like, I know that when you burn stuff, no matter if it's marijuana or tobacco or
something, it's a carcinogen.
Yeah. So people go, oh man, you're not gonna get lung cancer from smoking weed. It's just like, yeah, you can because it's the actual burning of the weed. That makes the carcinogenic compounds,
although I don't think
right?
there's ever been a proven case of someone who has only smoked marijuana and has there's gotten lung cancer.
Yeah, because a lot of people will you know,
illegal.
Smoke cigarettes too or something, so that it's not really... I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of tight asses that will say that marijuana causes all kinds of stuff, you know, that it doesn't, but I don't know if marijuana is bad for... You know, as bad as like alcohol or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I don't drink a lot of alcohol. So I really don't think like it's something because of like an alcoholic, like I'm getting cirrhosis or anything like that, you know. But the doctor said, you know, it's probably fatty buildup in your liver. It sounds so gross too, you know. Yeah. She's like, well, you know, fat builds up in your liver and then your liver starts getting inflamed. And I'm like, oh my God. So she's like, that's what it probably is. She says, if you, and I told her what I eat. I told her I eat greases and greasy food and fried shit and all this stuff. She said, it's probably like my liver is just like saying, stop eating fatty shit, you know? So I got to.
So are you on a new diet regimen now?
No, not yet. I got to do so. I'm going to see a nutritionist. I got to do all that shit and I got to exercise and all this shit. So pretty much the like common sense stuff, like don't eat fucking fast food every day. Don't fucking drink 3 or 4 or 5 sodas a day, you know? See, common sense stuff. You know?
That's the thing is that I'm fat, but honestly, like, I drink water mostly, aside from alcohol. And I don't eat fast food very often. I just eat a lot of whatever I get. Like, I'll go to a fucking sushi restaurant, but I'll eat till I can't. I fucking puke, you know? Like, we just went to a Korean barbecue place, and I just kept stuffing meat into my mouth, man. And it was like, I was telling these guys, it's like a dog who can't stop eating chocolate. Did you ever hear that theory that if you feed a dog chocolate, it will continue to eat that chocolate until it dies?
Really?
Because it can't resist chocolate.
That's a dumbass dog.
Right, yeah. Right.
Hey, well, that's how I'm like with fucking Korean barbecue, man. I just keep stuffing that shit into my mouth.
You know what? We got a call. Let's see if this caller is fat because, and don't answer this yet, caller. There's a statistic that says that 55% to 60% of Americans are fat. So, caller, are you fat?
No.
You're not? Okay.
No.
Where are you going, caller?
You're one of the lucky ones. Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name and what you want?
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm Chris Jones, Patrick's brother.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Chris?
That's your friend, yeah.
This is Patrick, the singer from The Mormon. This is his brother, Chris.
Wonderful. Brother? Yeah.
What's going on,
hey,
man?
Hey.
Is it your brother?
Not much. Just parked for the night at a truck stop.
You're
Salt Lake City.
You're a trucker now, huh?
Oh, trucker?
Yeah.
That's why he has a different
Yeah, I got about a week left and I'm done.
That's cool.
I'll get my own truck.
Cool, man. Let's smuggle some drugs and shit across state lines.
But he has an accent.
I'm gonna try.
It's good to hear from you, man. Chris, let me tell you a story about Chris. Like, we all used to live at this apartment complex in Eagle Rock.
Oh, okay.
And Patrick and Chris lived down at the other end. And I lived up a little bit of the ways. And, like, you know, when you're kids and stuff, you know, you kind of pick on the younger kids and shit. And so, like, I guess I was picking on Chris, and then he had, like, this whip from Indiana Jones.
I used
whip
to have that.
Yeah, but we haven't told it on the More Music Radio pod yet.
Oh, gosh.
So,
okay. Oh, gosh.
So, like, Chris is, like, annoying me with his Indiana Jones whip that he got from Disneyland. You know, he's all annoying me with it. So I grabbed it, and we were playing tug-of-war with it, and I pulled it, and it snapped in half.
Oh.
And he was so pissed. He's like, I'm going to tell your mom. He went and he told my mom. My mom gave him $5 for it, you know, whatever. She called me into the house, and she beat me with it from that day on. She beat me with the stump that was left.
Oh, no.
Chris brought back the broken whip. He's like, look, she broke my... And he says, okay, and she took it, and she gave him $5, and then she would hit me with it when I was bad. So that's like a little revenge. I don't know if Chris knew, but that's a little bit of a sweet revenge. Yeah, that's
got
karma.
You back.
Yeah, karma. Karma's a killer.
Karma, cause and effect.
So what's up, Chris?
Well,
you're listening. Are you listening on your phone or something?
No. I just was going through my phone and saw because I got internet on it and saw the.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, man, you got to come back, man. We got to catch up. I'm glad that you're living back in California again. You're living in Long Beach
now,
right?
Yeah, I'll be back. No, I moved out. I'm just going to live out the truck.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, fuck paying rent.
Yeah, man, you got to come down to the studio and hang out, man.
Yeah, I'll be back. I'll be done in a week. I'll be back, and I'm going to take 2 weeks off, and then I got to head back out and make some money.
Yeah, man, come down, dude.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. Good hearing you, man. And you be careful
you
out
too.
They're tight asses right, over in Utah, man, so watch it with the weed, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. This is Mormon country out here.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah.
All right, then, dude. Good talking to you, Chris.
All right, you too.
Later on, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's good. Yeah, man. I love that guy. He's, I don't know if you guys are into, like, remember that movie Decline of Western Civilization? Punk rock one. Of course, everybody knows that movie. And then there was the part two one, the heavy metal one. But Chris was, like, one of the main features in part three. And it was, like, more, I haven't seen Decline part three. But, yeah, he was in it.
Oh.
So what's the focus of part three? What kind of music?
It's punk rock, but they followed around a lot of the gutter punks, a lot of the punks that live on the street and stuff. And, like, dude, they have some really fucking, it's a hard fucking life on the streets, man. Like, a lot of Chris's friends have died, you know, from just overdosing or something, you know.
I didn't even know Patrick had a brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's cool, man. We'll bring him down. We'll bring him in. So anyway, yeah, so I have diabetes, and so that's the news, man. Cool. That's great. On that note, let's take a break. We're going to take some calls. I'm going to try to vape it out. We're gonna load the vaporizer chamber, and we'll vape it out. That way we don't stink it up, and Jeremy will stop getting complaints from the building that it smells like weed too much.
Yeah, it doesn't have it.
So,
it's funny coming from a building that that has a cannabis collective on their first floor.
Did you tell them, like, hey, maybe it's because there's a cannabis club there?
No, they know.
Oh, they do?
And plus, we also piss off these people next door, and I think they complain about it.
Really?
Yeah, they're like old ladies and shit.
Oh, my God.
Bitches.
Are they there right now? We should fucking bother them. Bother them some more. All right, well, you know what? Let's take a break. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California. At skidrow.la.
Hi, this is Joe.
This is Danny.
We're from Pussy Cow.
And you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
More music! On skidrow.la. You're listening to it.
Chariot! I need to be 562. Ichi Hap Yaku Yakuza Kugoroni.
Four.
Fela is preaching right now.
Oh, wow.
We are back on the More Music Radio Pod. What's going on? And we got a call. Caller, you are on the air. What's up?
How's it going, man? What you doing?
Just loading up a bowl in the vaporizer right now. We're going to vaporize some herbs.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Good. That's I'm trying to get more healthy now. I don't know if you've been listening a little earlier, but... I'm obese and I have diabetes and my liver issues, and so I have to be a little bit more healthy. So now we got to vape it out. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, if it works for you, then, you know, by all means, more power to you.
So what's your name, man? Where are you calling from?
I'm Adam. I'm calling from Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on in Ohio right now? What's the scene like out there?
Not a lot, really. Just kind of hanging out. I'm calling in because I know you're on the air with one of my boys, Kazoo.
That's right.
Who's that, Adam? I never heard of your name.
Say what?
I never heard of your name. You have another name?
He doesn't recognize your name.
Oh, yeah, Adam. You know, like, my brother talks to you all, my brother Matt.
Oh, Matt. Yeah, you're Adam, the half-brother, whatever thing's the brother for.
Yeah.
Adam M. something.
That's me.
That's on Facebook.
So this is your fan base, Kaz.
Well, I don't think that I call him fan, but he can be my slut.
This is your slut?
Oh, he can be slut on the Facebook, you know?
Oh, okay. Do you guys have Facebook sex?
Well, it's kind of poking each other. That's a sex, right? Poking.
It really depends on how you define poking, I guess.
I know, hinky poking.
So does that mean that you guys, like, masturbate
on the
Facebook,
totally.
Sending messages to each other?
That's the wrong message.
No,
he's underage. I can't do that.
Oh, okay. But if he was of age, you would masturbate to his Facebook.
No, I don't do masturbate. I can just tell him to fish yourself and fuck yourself.
Is that true, Adam?
No. He's going to be disappointed.
I'm just gonna not disclose that information.
I don't know, he's so... Let's see. What do you want to ask?
What are you wearing?
What?
Oh, man.
What? That's so sexual harassment.
We have a gay magazine here somewhere.
Right.
If you want to bring it out,
here.
Press it out.
Oh, yeah.
No,
go ahead and
read
that off.
But I'm wearing blacks. I like a black things, dark clothes, and I'm always in the discreet things, the black cap and things. It's not like Ohio, like you're smoking all the Kentucky smoking, like a cigarette thing. I don't know.
So we hear another caller on the line.
Wow.
So we have two callers on the line.
Wow, I'm so
second
popular.
Caller, you're on the line. What's up? What you want?
What's up? I'm gay.
Oh, you're gay? What's up? I guess the show's just turned gay all of a sudden.
Interesting.
I need
help.
So do you guys, do the two callers want to say sexy things to each other and whack off on the phone and we will just sit back and listen?
That doesn't sound like a bad idea at all. You just get me so hot.
So what's up? Where are you calling from, second caller?
Kentucky,
all right.
Who's this?
So we got Kentucky, Ohio, we got everybody.
Do I know you?
Do you know me?
Do I know you?
I don't know. Who do you know from Kentucky?
Well, I have so many fans from Kentucky. Fried chicken things.
Gay fans.
No, I don't know.
It's okay if they're gay,
no,
right?
No, but I don't know. What's your name?
My name's Roger. Roger Clementine.
Are you on my Facebook?
No.
No, that's fine. But the thing is, I love you so much, and I can fuck you all night in my wet dream, but I don't know how I can do it.
This show got really weird right now.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying. And I'm kind of going weird.
Were you gay too?
No, I know, but I think it's, I don't know what you're expecting me to say, but I'm trying to perform for your oral sex on you. Huh?
Turn me on.
Turn you on? But well, you can't masturbate to me and what I'm talking. But you can...
Talk about Roger.
Well, who are you?
Roger Clementine.
Yeah.
And Adam.
Adam, I know Adam, okay. And I know Adam's brother, too.
Yeah. But,
This is our call-in segment. It's going really well.
Is that three ways now?
It's a three-way.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
You guys talk to each other and fuck each other. I can't listen to you guys. You
know, this podcast? I can't even hear this guy from Kentucky right now. I don't know what this joke is.
Well,
doing.
I guess you can listen to only my voice.
Hey,
but
can we play?
Can the callers hear each other?
Well, I guess you can.
Hey, callers, can you hear each other?
I can't hear a word this guy's
saying. Maybe it's not a good idea to take two calls at the same time.
No, that's the thing. Is just listen to my words and take my words as your God and then commit suicide tomorrow morning. And don't blame me on my words. How's that?
Cause is getting really weird right now.
No, the thing is that if you're a real fan, then you can do the extreme. But
if you're a real fan, I guess he's trying to say then you'll follow his orders and commit suicide tomorrow and we'll see it on the
nobody's
news.
Nobody's going to do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah. I love you so much. Don't leave my words.
Because then that's minus two fans.
That's right. Minus two fans.
So confusing.
What if I say truth and lie or something?
Well, you are not my fans anymore. Congratulations on your departure for next David Liverhurst.
Hey, are either of you guys fat?
Well, I guess it depends on
how you define
fat.
It's weird.
It's so weird. Each one just
all you hear is, well...
The problem is, and I think we're learning this right now, that when there's two callers on the line, the callers can't hear each other.
I can hear him.
Yeah.
I think they can listen to us.
Oh, okay, they could hear each other. Okay.
They could hear each other. I heard one dude say, I can hear him.
How many people on here?
One?
They can hear each other.
It's one guy more gayer than the other, I think.
Well, you guys, you have a really question and calling in, or otherwise we have to hang up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, don't hang up.
No, I won't, but you have to ask me some question. Otherwise, I can't ask you another question.
What is your favorite color?
My favorite color is dark. Anything dark.
Like anything penis skin.
Oh, no.
Well, have I got a surprise for you then?
What?
What's your favorite?
I can just like email you some pictures.
I don't think you have my email. But the thing is, if you email me, I can just forward it to the FBI. You can be just a harassment or the whole.
Are you trying to say that you have dark genitals?
Well,
You're not old enough.
It's cubes.
Pube.
All right.
I think that's enough for the ladies listening. I have so many ladies listening too. Fuck you too, bitch. You are going to the cemetery tomorrow. I curse you to death tonight all night, bitch.
Shut the fuck up. Oh,
fuck
I'm
you
so
up.
Bad now.
Okay, you like dildo it. Up your ass tonight, bitch.
You fucking nobody.
That's not
you
like
fucking
I'm not
nobody, you too,
that,
bitch.
Though.
Go ahead to back to the crib.
Yeah.
I've already
oh,
got,
thank
like,
you so much. I love you so much. Don't hate me, but I think you are really doing well. Good job, bud.
Poop. You're not fucking poop.
Thank you.
Oh, I poop your face, but you appreciate it. It's gold.
Your poop is
go ahead, hang up now.
But,
I love you all, bitch.
Which gay guy is cussing out cuz?
Your poop.
Oh, that's not me.
That's your voice for sure.
You're nothing but
doo-doo. What?
I'm not
shooting
you.
This seems like the same voice.
That sounds like a hick voice, so that's probably the Kentucky guy.
Now let me tell you what, boy. I ain't no hick. I'm just regular.
But the thing
boy.
Is, Ohio, Kentucky is next to each other. Did you know that?
Ohio, Kentucky.
That's true. We could just drive down.
All right. I guess we had enough
time. All right, everybody, settle down. Well, you know what, guys? We learned that two calls at the same time doesn't really go well, but we do appreciate the calls, and we do appreciate.
What?
Say that again.
You're a pea brain. Who knows?
What's your area code?
You're nothing but crap.
Oh, okay, both of you guys say your area code.
330?
Oh.
Oh, man, you guys suck.
All right. I guess I talked to you a couple of months ago.
Yeah. I'll just call you up.
I got y'all area codes back here.
Got your digits, motherfucker.
I got your area codes.
You guys come back next year, man. And you are not funny.
We love calling people nonstop and, like, ruining their lives. So, it's cool.
That sounds like my typical everyday life.
Okay.
I just call the White House constantly, and I'm just like, impeach Obama. And they're just like, hang up.
Oh, stop it. Nobody can be.
All right. Well, thank you guys for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Love you, bitch.
Well, one of them was cussing out Kaz.
Well, I think that's the way how.
But I thought it was funny. What, the other guy was more friendly, and that was cool.
If you take a look at my Facebook.
Sometimes, not all the time, calls are going to be good.
No. The thing is, you have to know how to deal with those kind of bitch, and a son of bitch, whatever you call it. But the thing is, they have their own way to, you know, interact to that. You know, you got your friend here. You know,
yeah,
you
that's right. We have Patrick Jones here.
Patrick.
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm glad you showed up.
Not much. I heard my brother on the radio. I'm sorry I missed him.
Yeah, Patrick's brother called.
On the track.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I thought you told him to call up.
No, he just called on his own, I guess. I mean, I was surprised as you were.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
What happened to your lips?
Oh, I have a case of pineappleitis.
What's a pineapple thing? So what?
It's a virus you get from eating too much pineapple.
Is it a virus? I thought you burned yourself with your biggest smoke.
Patrick has a scab on his lip right now. It looks delicious. Yeah. I know. Hey, you know what?
Is that from your girlfriend?
No.
That's pineappleitis. She cuts pineapple up for me, and I eat too much of it. She loves cutting pineapple.
Did you hear that I shit my pants and I have diabetes?
Yeah, I did hear that. Yes.
That's pretty fucked up, huh?
Well, as long as you can still take care of it, it's fine.
I figure I'll just wash my underwear.
It sucks, but,
you know? You can wash it.
We're not getting any younger. I'm pretty sure I'm fucked up, too. Last time I went to the fucking doctor.
I do all the time. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
You shit your pants all the time?
That sucks, man.
That's right.
Just take care of it. You'll be all right.
You don't wipe with your papers. You just take a shower, right? That's afterwards. It's the same thing. You shit on your face.
I'm really disappointed in how those calls turned out.
No, that's an experiment.
Oh, okay. Well, we're experimenting.
And I just call them a brave heart. Not really perfect, but they can do the better job next time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can follow us. More music.
That's it. 800-893-9562 if you want to call. But next time, you know, if you guys want to call, let's try, like, if you have a question or something that's interesting. Right. We're really nice, and I was thinking about it recently. I'm like, we're too nice to the callers, because a lot of times they'll call in and they, like, really suck and they drag down the show. And
hang up.
That's the problem is you have to be who you are and then just tell them what you feel like. You know, you don't have to be nice.
I sensed it starting to get good when they were, like, fighting and stuff like that.
Moments.
Yeah, that's what they want, no? It's a sex addict. You know, they want to have something slap in their face and a fucking
shoulder. Let's try it again. We have another caller on right now.
Who's that?
Caller, you are on the More Music Radio Pod. All what's going on? Yeah, hey, what's going on? Caller, you're on. Talk.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. What up?
Why do the colors sound the same?
What up?
Who's this? What's your name?
My name's Joe.
Oh, that's your name. Well, that's your friend, I guess.
Joe? I don't know Joe. Joe,
yeah,
where are you
Joe
calling
Schwartz?
From?
Oh, George Schwartz. That's my fan.
Oh, okay.
Which state is that?
Virginia.
Oh yeah, he's a guitar player.
Oh, okay.
He's a crazy maniac.
I'm a guitar player.
Yeah, he has a long hair and a guitar kind of thing.
You have long guitar hair.
Yeah.
So
yes, I do.
Finally, you call me Facebook. I tell him like you like many times you text me or whatever call this station. But this is my first time actually talk to him. So let me ask you. Why are you calling tonight?
Thanks.
Why not? You told me to call.
But what's your question?
Yeah, we're trying to you're trying to interact with us here on the More Music Radio Pod.
Okay. Kaz, why do you wear dresses at night?
Well, how come people are always asking me what I am dressing, whatever what kind of underwear I dress?
Well, is that something that's known? Do you wear dresses at night?
I never been nude in the picture, no Facebook. Why are you asking me what I'm wearing?
Yeah, that's kind of a weird question.
Are you fetish about it or what?
No, I just figured that you wore them too.
So. I wear kind of thong and naked almost nails and pink wigs, and you like it, right? You masturbate all the time to the Facebook. That's what you want to hear, bitch. Is that all right?
Is no, that right, I'm just Joe? Fucking with you, man.
Yeah, that's a fuck you, bitch,
just
bitch.
Kidding.
Back to you. And are you back to the crib? Are you a Virginia? How many hours I've had from
hey,
now?
They send you back to the crib.
That's back to the crib.
This is a things? Segment where Kaz berates his fans.
Yeah, I'm racist. Yeah. Kind of trying to back to the Asian minority, back to fucking up
anymore.
The white kind of trash. Oh, yeah, bitch. Who are you? Yes, he likes it. So,
what?
So you're gonna work tomorrow?
No, I don't like it.
I know you like it because you keep calling me all the time, following me on Facebook, bitch.
Do you have like a lot of stalkers?
No, I have worse stalkers.
It sounds like you have like a sexual thing going on.
No, no sexual.
I'm so nice because every time they give me a gift, I always send them back nice. Gift card.
But then you tell them to fist themselves and stuff and put stuff in their butt.
He totally told that guy to fist his own asshole.
Oh, you have an asshole. Everybody has an asshole. Otherwise, how can you shit? Think about that.
Yeah.
But you can shit on the face, but that's a weakest fetish about it.
Little scat play.
Scat play. I used to do that. But the thing is, I got turned off because in the...
You used to do that, Cass?
Oh, wow. The girl was so... fucking horny about the shitting on her face. I'm like, oh, dude.
She wanted you to shit on her face.
Oh, yeah, but I'm like, I'm not diarrhea. It's kind of constipated because I was using whole kind of a painkiller because it's constipation, right? It's causing constipation. Because I didn't come out the whole shit out of my ass. I was pushing hard. I was almost having stroke. I'm like, you know, all kind of things. Yo, Joe, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, you're my fan. Don't
I'll write that down.
I certify right. You my fan
I got this
from Virginia.
Right
fucking
next
Virginia
me.
From son of bitch. Holy bless you out. So you have to go back to the crib.
Yeah, go back
okay.
to the crib.
How's
you
that?
Creep.
No, all right, I'll do that.
Creep, not creep, but a creep. Huh?
Back to the crib.
I love you, but it's so much fucking late there.
Pull right? that big slab of concrete over you.
That's what I'm saying. You're a Lincoln Center. You're a whole bunch of dead fish there.
Have you taken enough abuse, Joe?
No, he's always abusive, yeah.
Yeah? Wow, that's a weird thing.
My honor to talk to you first time ever and the last time on the talk radio.
That's the last time?
Oh,
dang.
I'm not sure. If you call us back in a couple of weeks, I can be on this show if you want to, but you have to promote at least 10 people this radio show, more music video. I mean, more music.
Music
radio?
You know what I'm talking about.
How's that possible?
Shit, bud. You have to promote that on the Facebook. At least 10 people. Link it.
Hey, Jay, you want to do an ID?
Okay.
You want to do an ID for us real quick? I want to start collecting caller IDs. You know what I'm saying?
ID?
So just say, hi, where are you from again?
Virginia.
For Virginia. Okay, so say, hi, this is Joe from Virginia, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Go.
Hey, this is Joe from Virginia, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
On skidrow.la.
On skidrow.la.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
Talk to you soon. Have a nice wet dream.
Thanks
yeah,
for calling,
I will,
Joe.
Kaz.
Appreciate that, man.
Jeez.
Have a good one. Yeah, I'm going to make them work now. If they call in, I'm going to have them do an ID.
He will. He's a pretty much a follower.
He seemed cooler than like the Kentucky guy. The Ohio guy seemed pretty cool,
but
and then the Kentucky guy came. But then the Kentucky guy was kind of made it funny.
No, that's a difference of Kentucky, Kentucky has a more accent, actually. Ohio.
Hey, that caller mix-up was my fault. I was supposed to conference the call, and so we could all hear them.
Oh, okay.
No,
well,
it's
we're
okay.
Learning
okay.
How
God
how
next time,
it.
It's experimental.
What the
it's a kind of three ways
the
orgies
fuck,
are happening
the
all the time.
Man.
What the fuck, Nick?
What the fuck, Nick?
Well, hey, man, you know what? Let's take a break, and we'll play a couple of these songs. I still got a few songs to play here, and we'll come back. We have Jeremy, Patrick, and Kazu on the More Music Radio Pod. We'll be right back.
Well, it could be like every other week.
Yeah. The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Skid Row. name is Gil Cerezo from the band Kinky, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod.
Hi, this is Brian Whitman doing Tom Likas, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. These bitches do a good job.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. All right, we're at the tail end of the show. We got 15 minutes or something. So, Patrick, you have this cut on your lip, man. So, Tell it's not from eating pineapples, right? Because I don't know anybody that got that from eating a pineapple.
Yeah, it's actually from...
And it's not from eating, like, a dirty pussy or anything. Because I know what happened. You hurt your lip, right? What happened? You fell down?
Yeah, but I got to keep the date straight. But you never...
What you mean?
I can't give up too information. It's got to be. I can't tell the story on the air right now. Not right now. Give me another week.
You can't?
No.
You don't want to talk about it.
No, I would regret it if I did.
Well, okay. Well, let's not talk about that big scab on your lip then. How come you come in here with a scab and then you say we can't talk about it?
It's herpes.
Oh, it's herpes.
Right? Okay. Patrick wouldn't. Right? He wouldn't share the blunt with us downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like herpes.
Kaz is inspecting for herpes.
Herpes doesn't look like
Kaz is an expert in citing herpes outbreaks.
Not ashamed. I just said I just came out with it.
She's coming into that room. And,
I'm a rock star. I get cold.
That's
stories.
What rock stars. Mick Jagger is gonna rock and
roll. Like in Spinal Tap and shit.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
You had a wild night. You have a wild
so you don't
night.
Want to talk about
because
how you
I
cut
can't,
your.
Because I don't remember what really what happened.
Oh yeah. You fucked
I was very
pig,
sick so at the time.
Well, we played a show in Bakersfield. It was our last show with Dan. That was Dan's last show playing drums and stuff.
Yeah, this were you having after a? That,
were you having like a hard time that night or something?
Well, it's always sad when a bandmate leaves, you know.
Yeah, it is.
I don't remember what even happened at the show. I remember like being manhandled, and then it kind of.
So what happened is we were playing the show, And two times you got into a scuffle with people in the audience, like two idiots.
But they're just like, what were they doing? Was it me?
I think it was your fault because, well, the first time, some guy just wanted to wrestle with you. I think you bring out like homosexuality in people that are trying to hide
it. I'm sexy on stage.
I just got passed a note.
It's part of the entertaining aspect.
I just got passed a note that said he fell into a toilet.
Okay. That's
disgusting. That's where I'm getting to. So it was a crazy night on Saturday. We played over in Bakersfield.
Right. What happened to that? I remember was the first guy a dick or not?
The first guy was a dick.
The second guy I apologized to because I was like, I did it by accident.
Well, what happened is the guy was sitting down and you yanked the chair out from under him and he fell on his ass.
Yeah, the second guy.
Yeah,
and I apologized. Like, I said, fuck, I didn't even do that. But the other guy was just a dick and we're picking me up.
You got to be careful because you know we have your back and like that would have sucked.
No,
like,
the second guy was my fault and I told him that right away instantly. He's like, I didn't mean to do that.
The whole point is we should have no scuffles when we play.
But I do... weird dances on stage. People can take it.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault because you go out into the crowd and you will do your thing, you know, and people will find it, you know, they take it upon themselves to try to like wrestle with you or something. I think, but I honestly, and I'm not even joking, I think you bring out closeted homosexuality, but from like meathead guys.
What's happened with cholos and just getting,
exactly.
Know,
right?
Some people do have a very strange reaction to Patrick's performance.
But that guy was just kind of
they're demonstrating.
There. Like, what is he doing?
He was like trying to demonstrate dominance over you because you are taking the you're taking
well,
like
the. People don't get it's a performance. That's
I know.
You're supposed to entertain you.
That's
you're not
thing.
Supposed to get it.
But people are drunk and shit.
There's give and take there too, and so am I. So
the second guy though, you pulled a chair from under him and he fell on his ass.
I know, and I feel like a dick. And I said, I remember falling.
What prompted the chair pulling?
I heard the second guy, though. I heard him outside, and he was, like, all talking tough and shit. And he was like, yeah, when people talk to me like that, I don't even give them a chance to finish their sentence. I just knock them in the face. And I'm like, oh, man. So I'm like, oh, that's that guy. I don't know. It's
the red shirt guy?
You challenge people in a way.
Remember the first guy who was just, he was just a dick, and he wanted to manhandle me, so I went limp.
Yeah.
Went limp on him and he put me up back on the stage. So I kept telling him, you got me now, what are you going to do with me? I kept telling him, well, you got me now, what are you going to do with me?
Oh,
so he put me back on the stage and I don't know what happened to that. Wow. Where's security? Get this guy out of here. I'm telling him that.
Yeah.
Then the security guy wanted to fight with me too.
I don't know.
He's
Bakersfield.
Right.
What do you expect?
Yeah.
So by the time you left, were you all guys like pretty much the assholes from LA? Or?
No, they liked
No, I apologize. The guy in the red shirt.
I don't even think you should apologize. That was the gayest thing. Like I hate it when people are fighting.
Not the first.
And then
guy.
At the end, they're
the
like,
guy
"Oh, hey, sorry, bro, hugging and shit. Get the fuck out of here. You guys are fighting."
No, but things.
Don't
say
sorry.
I started the second guy. I don't know if I started the first guy, but the guy was just sitting there. But he came up after the other guy. He was maybe part of security or something, I think.
Yeah. There was a security guard with a tattoo on his face and
I
shit.
I don't remember. I was still drunk, too, but it's as best as I could.
He had like an Indian or something right here on his cheek.
Yeah, was that what it was?
And well, that guy was like kind of big. But then, like, also I looked at him. I'm like, this guy's not that big, you know? So I was like a little drunk, too. So I was feeling a little brave. But luckily, nobody got hurt. Except you afterwards, because I heard that you were fucked up. And you fell in a toilet and you hurt your lip.
No, I think I tripped over a chair, actually. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Right.
And that's what I
remember.
Because
people are saying that you got drunk and that you fell down in the bathroom and then you were bloody lip and shit.
Is that right?
Did you build a flux capacitor afterwards?
You have the look, and I know that look because you can't remember any of this, huh?
No.
And it's scary.
As long as my work's not listening.
It's scary. Oh, man. Do you think your workers are going to listen?
Of course they do. No, there's someone of them.
Your workers probably rape people and you don't even...
Come on, that's topic. That's a disgusting topic. No, but I do rape people and I got raped too.
That's right. Kaz was raped. So
I got raped at
rape.
The 12.
That's cool. Yeah.
Kaz got raped by two girls.
Two girls. That's what
Which sounds terrible.
No, man.
Isn't that awful?
It's rough. Yeah.
That was my first experience coming into the vagina.
Oh, cool.
But you were 12, so you shot a load at 12?
No, actually, I could go on and on as long as I can go.
All right.
2 hours.
I don't know. I mean, sorry for bringing it up.
That
but
was
I mean,
kind of back to the guy that picked me up.
I'm trying to help out.
But I get worried about you because you drink a lot. You drink too much.
You,
as you're opening
this
a Boddington's
one,
right now.
Are you okay?
Well, that's what I'm trying to... not come here anymore.
No, that's
you're lucky you're not obese like
that's
me
right.
too
you
because
not,
that'd
no,
be
but
even
the
worse
thing is, there's
you have to stop.
There's another diabetic, it's a skinny one. That's really worse than pretty fat.
I have a feeling Patrick's going to outlive us all, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He Jesus.
Probably. I still worry about you, though, man. You got. How are you doing with your drinking? Are you all right?
Well, I'm not drinking. I'm trying. But so far, I haven't drank since Sunday night. So,
okay.
So it's been 4 days, and I was drinking every night for years.
Yeah.
So that's first step, right?
But I thought that you were getting drunk because it was kind of a bad night because it was Dan's last show and all this stuff.
Really?
Right?
Is
that
right?
Too. I don't know.
No, he got a duck problem. That's
so. Was there any parting words from Dan or?
No. I mean, you know what?
He has my shoe.
I took Dan home. We had a ride. You know, it's fine. It's not that we hate each other.
No.
It's just he wants to go in another direction. Of course. He wants to do something else.
Is he still going to stay playing? Is he still going to play music?
Yeah.
He told me he just wants to do his own thing for like a year or just chill out.
You know.
Yeah.
He's still going to play music. It's just that he's not going to play music in our band or come and be the co-host of the More Music Radio Pod, which sucks.
But the thing is, if you miss Dan this show, you can't see me anymore.
Dan, what do you mean?
If you're listening.
Oh, you get jealous.
I'm talking to Dan.
Oh, okay, you're talking to Dan.
If you're listening to this radio, you have to be here, and there's no excuse way that you can see me, right?
Hey, this is a really, like, intense episode.
Yeah, man.
It is
intense.
So many things are going
that intense.
On. Like,
I feel a little bad because Patrick looks upset right now. I don't know if he wanted to talk about it, but you do have a giant scab on your lip.
And I've been at work like this whole week, and nobody said anything, which I'm grateful for. And I've been paranoid.
You know what? They're not saying anything because they didn't notice it. They're saying they're not. They're just holding back.
I know what they do.
Because it's a giant scab. I see that, and I knew that you hurt yourself. Because I heard that you cut your you fell down, you hurt yourself and stuff. But then I see the scab and I'm like, oh shit, man, and I get a little worried about you, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's fine. It's gonna drain it. Put us one of them little
When we had Bai Ling in here, remember Bai Ling, the actress Bai Ling?
Yeah.
I had this giant fever blister and shit, and I'm like trying to hide
That's a real thing.
But like with my top lip, I'm trying
to hide it. There's a nice picture of you standing next to her, and I think you can see the blister.
It's good.
That's a real STD.
I don't know how many megapixels that was, but you could like zoom into
it.
It's cool. So I thought that's what it looks like, a fever blister, a bad fever blister, but...
Bai Ling's fucking hot, by the way.
Dude, I would just say that you fell down. I wouldn't say that it's a fever blister. It sounds better.
Yeah, we'll talk about it off air. Too much.
You have a girlfriend behind you.
Are there people that listen to the radio show that you work with?
I'm paranoid right now.
No.
You are paranoid.
Why is that?
Are you having a hard time?
What, in general? Yes.
Yeah.
What?
You're making Kaz is feeling bad.
I can help you out.
Talk to Kaz.
Tell me what.
Kaz will help you.
Let me take this down a little bit and get some counseling.
I can't make up my mind.
Well, I'm telling you, just keep coming back here.
About anything.
I'll be here every week. I talk to you free counseling.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's start right now. What would you tell him? He's not having a good time.
What do you want to ask me?
I always just think about maybe I have two. Let's say I have three or four choices. I'll think about all the bad choices. And bounce around those four choices and then pick one.
Uh-huh.
Then I won't pick anything. Then I think about the good choice.
Uh-huh.
Oh, was the first original choice the right choice?
See, it's too
first?
Confusing. You're
That's
confusing
what I'm
yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
My head.
Don't make any choice.
Your
Go
own head
your
is confusing.
Flow. Go with your flow and a mistake. Worst case, you are capital punishment, death penalty, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I give myself capital
That's
punishment
what I'm saying.
In my head.
That's what I'm saying. Go with the flow. Don't think too much. That's my advice.
Listen to him.
How's that?
That's right. You shouldn't think too much
about
that.
I know, it's hard. It's almost impossible.
But the thing is, as long as you have a good heart, I know you have a good heart. Whatever happens to your job, I'm sure you can be protected. I guarantee.
Well, he's in a union. They're not going to
fucking
fire him.
No, I know, but the thing is, you can be terminated sometimes if you...
No!
If he...
In a union, they can't... This is really hard to fire him.
Yeah, I still want to deal with it, though.
But the thing is, if he died a felon, then he can be terminated.
For sure.
That's not a felony getting drunk and busting your lip.
He can be child molester or things, whatever.
Well, he's not a child. That's a different thing.
I can be child tomorrow, and things. I can be protecting, like, 16.
So you...
I'm 16.
You want him to molest you as a child? Is that what you're trying to say?
What? That happened a couple weeks ago. My fans that I believe in,
right.
I thought he's the best fan. I told him, Facebook saying that I don't like what you behaving. I blocked him. After what he did, he called the police.
What?
Shit's scary these days.
And he's under 18. I'm like,
he called the police because
you
blocked him?
I have a no record. I'm molesting you, whatever thing. He said, I talk with him on the phone, and these guys, whatever, from East Coast, the police department called me trying to identify who I am.
Uh-huh. And did you tell him to fuck off?
I said, fuck off. I'm a Freemason member, so don't fuck me up. He hung up. I said, I'm the one, exclusive 34 degree, the Freemason.
You don't want to fuck around with Freemasons, right?
Of course not. I'm a good soul. And the thing is, the guy has...
What are we talking about again?
No, he has so many felons, but he's jealous of me. And I block him on Facebook. I hope he's listening to this and learning lesson. I can send you back to the jail.
Yeah, fucking bitch.
He has two felons and claiming the fake claim to the policeman local somewhere East Coast, fucking that whitewash.
Yeah, sort of thing. White trash.
The thing is, they call my phone saying that, hey, did you contact this person?
Yeah, blah, did blah, you blah. Do it? Was
I
that
said,
you?
I contacted him once in a while because he pay me whatever things for the mm-hmm. autograph. I said, but I never focus on anything sexual conduct.
Yeah.
And they laugh at me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, we know it. And he's a felon to commit a church.
Oh, okay.
I said, oh, do charge him on a federal fraud.
So
case.
He's they know the guy and he's lying about it. Okay.
But the thing is, people can be tricky, this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Tricky yes. people.
That's yes. what I'm saying.
Yep.
So at the we got 2 minutes left in the show. Is there anything you wanna plug?
Yeah,
you guys wanna come in and say hello?
We have a Philip.
Yeah, we got some guys here Philip. From Philly.
Yeah, that's
all right.
Jeremy, you can take it.
Friends
off.
Of Tim and fans of Tim and Eric.
Oh, Tim and Eric fans, all right.
And they got For Your Health tattooed on their fingers.
Yeah, they are
fingers
for Steve
that's
Brule.
Why I want to support them since you started a little
great
later.
Great tattoo artist.
This is my friend Kyle Hedegaard.
Is that no, thing? Do you have their mics on?
He's a
3 and 4, Nick.
Yeah, I got it. I got it now.
Go ahead, guys.
You.
Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Kyle Hedegaard. From Philadelphia.
Yeah,
you guys are Tim and Eric fans, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other guy?
Drew Mazur from Philadelphia.
So what do you guys got to say in the last minute of the show about Kazu? Because you guys came with him down here, right? You guys
yes,
are fans.
I
just arrived last
pants.
Night.
Oh, yeah, I've been crying. I'm actually beating in sweat.
I didn't see that.
From this performance tonight.
He's got to drive us home, so we'll see how that goes.
Absolutely.
No, we haven't gone to King Eddie's yet.
But Jeremy, give them a first impression that you see the whole tattoo on you.
Yeah, very good tattoos.
Wonderful.
Kyle here showed me his portfolio, and this guy is fucking top notch, man. So
thank you.
I don't know. You're thinking you guys like LA so far. I think
you
should try to get a job out here and do it up. Tons of shops. Yeah.
Something to think about. Something I haven't stopped thinking about since I've been here, honestly.
I met these guys yesterday, and we're good. We can keep going.
We can keep going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I still had some songs to play. I don't know. I kind of cut them out. Should we play them after? Should we talk?
Well, I want to tell you real quick. You know, Vince and the rest of us here that live in L.A., we take advantage of the medical marijuana stuff. And yesterday, these guys came
but
in.
But I don't have a card, man. I
got a card.
To me, like, if you get a card, like, I don't know if it's just paranoia, but I feel like your name is in somewhere.
That's total
and they
paranoia.
Where all
that's
the true. Where all the weed smokers are at.
Yeah.
We got a caller. You want to take a call?
Yeah, go ahead.
Take it.
Oh, fucker hung up, motherfucker.
So anyway, these guys came to my place and I called up a weed delivery service.
Yeah.
And had it delivered to my house, and these guys are like, holy fuck, man. Like, you know, like, people don't realize outside of California that you can do that shit here.
For delivery?
Yeah.
What?
Cool. So I guess we did have a call, but we don't have a caller, so.
All right.
Fuck them. Now they hung up.
You don't have a phone number?
Do you want to end the show now?
Yeah, I think it's all
in. Yeah, should we end it?
Yeah, I want to go to King Eddie's, man.
King Eddie's, all right.
That's where party's at.
I want to take a picture. Can you come on?
I'll take a picture right now. Hold on.
That's the last minute. All right, cool.
Yeah, all right. So that was a good show, man. Excellent. I want to thank Kazu Nagahama.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Thank you so much.
I want to thank Patrick Jones. Sorry I freaked you out, but I did want to talk to you about it. Maybe it should, we shouldn't talk about it on a radio show. But
I'll run him at my phone.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And Jeremy for being on the show.
All right, thanks, man.
Cool, and I guess, like I said, we'll probably be seeing a lot more of you because King Eddie's is almost...
Yeah, and we're going to do that fat show this weekend,
the
right?
The fat show we're going to do this weekend. It's
fat
about
fucks.
Us. It's two fat fucks.
Yeah.
So check that out this weekend. I think Saturday or Sunday, right?
Yep, Sunday I think we're going to do it.
All right, cool. Later on, everybody.
Later.
Later.
Drew, you have a phone?